seems good. Forget, I'm not sure it could. They say.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Jim York. Jim, I want to read a quick excerpt here. In your book, you mentioned that you include detailed etymologies of the most important monetary terms, and that would be money, the dollar, which we just talked about, pay, tender, bill, usury, inflation, etc., and added a nifty glossary in the book of money-related words and phrases. So, and when you know where the words come from in Latin and Greek, you'll be able to spot the verbal trickery in the legal documents, the laws, the scams, and the political speeches. So, in that, are you saying that when we watch these politicians get up there and make a political speech, they are like that banker that you alluded to earlier, very careful in their wording of how they pronounce this and what exactly they say to keep the American public dumbed down as to what's really going on? Would you say that's a fair statement? Okay, did we lose Jim? Did we lose Jim? Are you with me, folks? Okay, I'm not hearing anything on this end, so... I would ask my engineer to let me know if we lost Jim on the other line.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There you are. Okay. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. Okay. I didn't do anything. You asked about the politicians. Are they manipulating us by their trickery in speeches? I think that's true, but not Ron Paul. He's a straight arrow guy, and although I will say that I did one time hear him use the monetary term, not exactly right, but that's the only time. So he's as far as I'm concerned, he's the only guy running who uses the words right and uses the right words. You can take that to the bank too.
Well, you know, yeah, he's heavy on economic policy, and when you see him in these debates, which they do their best to ignore him, they don't even want to expound on those subjects because they know that he knows what he's talking about, and this is something that they do not want. They're very careful on mainstream media not to touch on those because they do not want the sleeping American sheeple to wake up and realize that there's something going on here.
When I was in high school, you were in high school once too, I bet. And when we were in high school, you remember that saying, out of sight, out of mind?
Yes.
The girls that we were trying to make time with would hide from us. They would not want us to even see them because they knew that if they were out of our sight, we wouldn't think about them after a while. And that's what the bad guys are doing right now, I think, anyway. They're keeping a lot of this stuff away from the general public so that the general public will not realize. They'll be totally naive about the depths and breadths of the problems that we face. That's the point I think it's important to get across. Would you agree?
Well, yes, but I tell you, I don't know if that's the best analogy, because when I was in school, especially in elementary school, junior high school, okay, the girls could hide all they want to, but what they didn't know is that's all I thought about. Didn't make any difference. Didn't make any difference where they went, Jim.
Yeah, it wasn't a good analogy. I should have used George Orwell in 1984. He reported, and he was a socialist, but he said, some words are banned. They weren't even allowed to think those things because the bad guys, the government, Big Brother, didn't want you even to think of the concepts behind those words. That's what I think has probably been going on, and that's why I put so much emphasis on etymologies and distinguishing between the formal, correct way of saying things and then the colloquial or informal uses of terms.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Jim York. We got a lot more. Stick with us, folks.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Jim York. And phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443 if you have a question or a comment. And Jim, tell the listening audience, let's say they wanted to get a hold of this book and have a read. How would they do it?
Well, the best way would probably just call me. Somebody be here the rest of the day. 253-815. I'll save the last four numbers for later. But 253-815. If you have a pencil, write that down. 253-815.
Okay.
In the Seattle area. We'll
okay.
stay as long as the calls come in. But I should probably back away from saying that anymore. Sometimes we had a problem a few years back before I had this stroke, and I was on another show, and I said that, and we had called. The phone rang almost continuously for 3 days and nights. No kidding. It was a zoo. It took us almost a month to process all those orders that I never would have expected that such a reach or such a response would have been possible just from a talk show appearance, but it was. 253-815. Our company name is Principia Publishing. Michael, do you happen to know where that name comes from, Principia?
Principia? No, I don't.
Ring a bell at all with you?
Yeah, as in principle?
Yeah, very good. That's good. Part of the derivation of the word principle, but it's from Principia Mathematica, the famous book by Sir Isaac Newton. is probably the best scientific book that's ever been printed or written in the world. And so his book called Principia Mathematica is a world-famous book dealing with essentials of planetary motion and the beginning of calculus and all kinds of good stuff. And that's why we called our company Principia Publishing. We want to be the same kind of guys, produce high-quality materials that the entire world can benefit by reading.
Well, I think it's highly necessary that we do as much as we can to educate the American public. You know, it's just like ripping the curtain back from the wizard, Jim.
Great analogy.
If enough people are aware of it, then we're not going to allow them to do it to us anymore.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like the emperor wearing no clothes when he's behind the podium. If people are aware of this terminology, and people are aware, it's just like, you know, when I woke up to the truth about what's going on in this country a couple years ago, I mean, I used to sit on the sofa and watch mainstream TV like the rest of the dumbed down Americans, and I would, you know, there would be a feeling in my gut when I'd hear a politician speak, but I couldn't really put my finger on it. But once I went down the rabbit hole and I really ripped the curtain back and I found out what was really going on, anytime one of these politicians comes on and makes a speech, I can tell where they lie, when they lie, why they lie, what kind of demeanor they have when they lie, what their facial expressions are, what kind of, you know, biting of the tongue and so forth. Yeah. I can tell you before they lie that they're going to lie.
Right. You're a dangerous guy, I'll tell you.
Well, it's almost like putting on a pair of glasses in the movie They Live so you can see. But this is not some talent that is only reserved for a very few. It comes along with just picking up the book, starting to read, and gaining the knowledge of what's really going on. Because the fact of the matter is, and like with this entire fiat system, and I know you'll agree with me, Jim, is that this is a scam. This is a perpetual scam that's been going on since 1913. And these people have done this to create boom and bust economies and basically to steal the wealth of the American people through their labor. And so that takes me back when we're talking about, you mentioned a few minutes ago about the fact that the dollar is not even defined. And then John from Texas had called in a little while ago wanting to talk about the silver certificates. Let's go there for a little bit. I had mentioned that at one particular point in time, the dollar bill
good
was on a gold standard.
Michael, I'm going to put you in for a raise.
I'm a quick study here, Jim.
You are.
Yes. All right. So the dollar bill at one point in time was on a gold standard. And I think what that meant was that if you had a dollar bill and you took it into the bank and said, well, I want, you know, to exchange this for whatever amount of gold that this is backed by, then they would give you the gold and you'd walk out with it. That's
right.
Initially the theory was.
That's not the most eloquent description of it, but you did good.
I'll give you an A
for that. That's very good.
Well, take us through at some point in time between the years of 1933 and 1971, from what I understand, and I could be wrong here, that the amount of gold backing in the dollar bill consistently was receding to the point where they went off the gold standard altogether and they went on to the silver standard. Am I right in that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I would defer to Edmund Vieira for that. He did a monumental study on that, and he will probably throw some light on it. It will possibly change your view of that particular issue, but there is another scam that's going on behind the scenes at that time, and the bad guys were successful in pulling off that scam, and that was part of what you're talking about, but your understanding of it is somewhat incomplete, but I still give you at least a B on that. You're doing really good. I'm quite amazed at your knowledge on these things, but you need would benefit, I think, by a little bit more information, which Ed Vieira can probably supply to you. I don't feel confident in going to that, but it will offer a friendly, brotherly tip. If you think that the things that went on in 1933 were puzzling or evidence of criminality, you should take a look at some of the things that went on in 1862 and 1863 in the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. There were some really, really corrupt things going on then, too. In fact, if you go back to, before that, you'll find some other evidence of corruption. It's almost as if there are some scholars, some historians have said that this problem has been started very slowly, just right after the United States of America became a country. And there's been influence ever since then, ever greater influence by corrupt individuals in the operation of the federal government of the United States, particularly related to banking and economic or monetary policy.
Well, it all comes down with the man with the gold makes the rules.
Yeah.
And now, again, you know, when we were on, I mean, somebody at some point in time during these, you know, these years back in the 1860s all the way up to the 1930s or whatever,
yeah,
somebody at some point in time had decided that to be on any kind of a standard, gold standard, silver standard, it basically limited them to the amount of money that they could print.
Well, that's true. But, you know, I'd like to interject kind of an unusual thing here, talking about war. If this is a war, I think it can be called a war, we should remember the statement about advice that lieutenants talk about tactics, but generals have to be aware of logistics. Have you ever heard that saying? I'm not saying it very clearly, but lieutenants focus on tactics and generals focus on logistics. That's because a general has to make sure that the army has enough supplies and ammunition and people and whatever to be able to mount a defensive or offensive maneuver. But that's what I think these bad guys have been doing for all this time. They focused on logistics. We call it the money issue or banking or monetary policy, but that's logistics on a worldwide basis if you're declaring war against the entire world. And that, what some historians are beginning to see, has been taking place, a war against all mankind, and the logistics of that war is money.
And basically what it is to do, ultimately the agenda, the overall agenda, is to deprive people, the American people, or the world, people of the world for that matter,
yes,
of their labor. It is to steal their labor. Because,
yeah, well, actually, it's also said it's called enslavement. That's another term. They not only steal their labor, that they also steal their time, their mind, their hearts, their spirit, their emotions, everything. They conquer those people. It's been said that Hu Jintao is not the president of China. He owns China and all the people in it.
Unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you what.
It's mind-boggling. It really is.
Well, it does. And it takes, it takes time for one to get their mind wrapped around this.
Right.
And really, it's more or less an expansion of your consciousness. You can only take it a bite at a time.
That's exactly right. It's taken me years to be this crazy.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a telephone call. Let's go to Bill in Austin. Bill, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Good. How are you?
Good. And how are you doing, Mr. Ewart?
I think I'll survive. How
Good.
About you?
I'm great. Listen, I wanted to call in, first of all, and mention that I have read Mr. Ewart's book, Money. In fact, I've got a copy of it sitting right in front of me here on my desk. And I have also read Pieces of Eight by Edwin Vieira Jr.
Good.
And those two books are the two best books I've ever read on the subject of money and fiat currency. So I would highly recommend the book Money if anybody of your listening audience is interested in this topic.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It was a delightful book, just filled with information. The other thing I want to mention, Michael, is that actually, minor correction, we have really never been on a gold standard.
Okay, wait a minute. Bill, let me hold you over. I know who this is now. I recognize your voice, okay. Your voice, Bill. We'll be back at 3. Stick with me, Bill.
I sure will.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim York, and Bill in Austin, of whom I know pretty well. We'll be right back. I've met Bill before and been to his home. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here, and I have my guest, Jim York, with me. And I'll tell you what, Jim, you know, just when I thought that I was starting to get a handle on the dollar bill and the gold standard and so forth, along comes Bill.
Yeah.
And totally blows it out of the water and confuses the heck out of me. So, Bill, go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I hope to simplify it and not confuse you.
just kidding you, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. We've actually never been on a gold standard. We've always had a bimetallic money system, meaning gold and silver, but a monometallic standard of silver.
Good for you, my friend.
Okay.
Well, they read your book, Jim.
I read your book. Even when they came up with a gold dollar, they were careful to say that it was of the value of a dollar. They didn't call it a dollar. It's just like if I buy a candy bar for a dollar, the candy bar isn't a dollar. It's of the value of a dollar. Four quarters is not a dollar. Four quarters is of the value of a dollar. Ten dimes is not a dollar. Ten dimes is of the value of a dollar. So the point is, a dollar is only one thing and one thing only, and that is a U.S. minted coin with 371.25 grains of silver. And that was a fixed standard of weight and measure, just like Just like when we fixed the, what an inch was, Congress has no authority to change the value of an inch. It's a certain length. We fix the value of a second or a minute or an ounce or a pound. Congress has no authority to change those values. They're fixed weights, part of our fixed weights and measures. It's the same thing with a dollar. It is a fixed amount of weight in silver, period, and it's nothing else. And the reason it's confusing to us is because it's the best-kept secret in the world, and our media and academia and politicians have done everything they can to keep the truth from us our whole lives.
I agree. I'll drink to that, even though I don't drink.
So now it's the value of a dollar. It's not the dollar, which brings back into play these terms that Jim was alluding to, you know, the money, the dollar, the tender, the usury, the inflation. And these terms, and I know you'll agree with me, Bill, are designed. They're by design, just like the Internal Revenue Service Code is by design, whether they'll come across and they'll say, well, you know, for the sake of this chapter, this term will mean this.
Yeah,
but
right.
In a different chapter, the definition of this term will mean something else.
Right.
And by the time they get through it, I mean, look at me. And Bill, you know me. I mean, to a degree, you know me. And you know I go down the rabbit hole on this stuff. And just about the time I think I get my handle around something, you know, something else comes along to completely, you know, knock me back five steps. So the ultimately the bottom line is that this is by design deliberately meant to confuse people to where they'll ultimately, like I've felt like doing a couple of times during this show, toss in the towel, scratch my head, and say, ah, forget it, let them do what they want to do, which is what most of the American people do, right?
Right, absolutely. They try to conceal the truth, and they might try to make us believe that finding the truth and using it is futile. And, that's part of the brainwashing.
Too, another thing, too, you're absolutely right, Bill. I think I know who you are, but... well, I think we talked once on the phone, but you and I share a lot of similar viewpoints on this thing, but part of the confusion may be, this is just a personal thing, but may be designed to frustrate us and make us throw up our hands in despair and just walk away from the fight because we can't make sense of what we're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
That's basically what you were saying, Michael. You just want to throw in the towel. It's just too big to get on top of.
Well, yes, and it's very – I mean, even for the critical thinker, of which I am, you know, it takes a lot of time. Most people – now, let me allude to this. And, Bill, I know you'll agree with me here. Jim, I know you will as well. Mm-hmm. Most people, most Americans have a real job. They go to work 8 hours a day, you know, and both of them work. Okay, both of, you know, the mother and the father work, and mom has soccer practice or whatever. And they come in, and they're tired, and they got to fix dinner, and they got to do all this stuff. So they've got a couple hours a night, maybe, to plop down in front of the TV and watch American Idol. So the only people that really do decide to venture into this are people that have the time, the initiative, the desire, the passion, or whatever. But the key element is time. Most people do not even have the time to go into this, and the task at hand is so broad,
right?
And it's so expensive that, you know, yes, normal people would just say, oh, forget it. You know, let them go ahead and do what they want to do. As long as it doesn't affect me and as long as I can go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread, I don't really care.
You hit the nail on the head, buddy.
Michael,
really
I think that it's not time that's the problem. I think that... The thing is, some people just have a thirst for the truth. And,
that's a good point.
And some people don't. And I think most people don't. And most people want to be told what they want to hear. You know, if they ask you, how does this coat look on me, or how does this shirt look on me, they want you to say it looks great. They want to be told what they want to hear. And I think there's only maybe 5% or so of the population that really, really hungers for the truth. And once you hunger for the truth, you'll make the time to find the truth.
That's a very good point. That was the case when the country was started. Do you remember that? In the Revolutionary War period, only 5% of the population had much of an awareness of what was going on. Do you remember
Absolutely.
Reading that?
Absolutely. But, you know, the problem with a lot of people and the truth is that once they learn the truth, if it's not consistent with their paradigms that they've been, their mental paradigms that they've held their whole lives, now it's like, what am I going to do with that information? And see, I came to that same crossroads. Once I started learning the truth, it's like, now if I behave the way I used to behave when I didn't know the truth, then I'm a hypocrite. because I believe one thing and I'm doing another. So I had to change my behavior.
Good point. All right. Let me stop you guys. We'll be back in three. Stick around, Bill, if you want to. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my guest, Jim Urich. We got a lot more, folks. It's getting really good. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Jim Urich. Talking about money, and we've got Bill from Austin on the line, and Bill's given me an education as well, but of course I can always rely on Bill. By the way, Bill, do me a favor. Give the engineer your number offline here, because I went to call you one day, and I couldn't find your number. I wrote it down somewhere and lost it.
Okay, I'll be glad to.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add, Bill, before I go on to the next caller?
No, I'll let you take some more calls. I just wanted to call in and mainly recommend Mr. Ewart's wonderful book, Money.
Okay, yes. I don't know whether it's Manny or Kurt or Michael or whoever it is in there on the board right now, but get Bill's number so I can give him a buzz. Thanks, guys, and thank you, Bill.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing, Jim?
Yeah. I looked him up with our customer base, and I found him right away. I'll probably call him later today.
I've been to Round Rock, Texas. I've personally met Bill on a couple occasions. We went down to a demonstration for Governor Rick Perry there a few months ago. And, you know, I've been to his house, met his wife, great guy. At any rate, you know, yeah, and he's all about this whole monetary system. And I have to admit, he's, you know, he's one of those guys kind of like you, where I'm a guy that knows a little bit about a lot of subjects.
Yeah.
But if you want an expert to come on that particular subject matter, you know, get Bill up here, because Bill's read your book and he's read Edmund Vieira's book, and he's a very intelligent guy.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, yeah, we've got another caller. Let's go, Jim. Let's go to Gene in Colorado. Gene, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for the show, Mike, and something I want to share with you guys. By golly, I do think that I run across the Jim Urich's book maybe 10 or 12 years past, and bless his heart, he just didn't sign the book. He signed it, notarized it, and sent it to me. But I wanted to share that I've never had a book that was so ill-received by all the people that I've tried to share it with, and yet it's meant so much to me.
Yeah.
You can't believe it. The man, it's real simple. It's a big book, but boy, it's not very thick, and you can read it and digest it in a day, and it's it just tells it all how it is.
Well, isn't that interesting? And it goes back to either that 80-20 program, or 95% of the people don't care and 5% do.
Yeah.
You know, pick your percentage, but the bottom line is that, you know, it's like Bill, when he called in, said that there's only a certain number of the people that want the truth. They want to be fed the truth. And when they get on it, just like with myself, you know, that's a journey that goes on for the rest of your life, Gene. And, you know, you can either choose to ignore it, you can live in denial, or you can search for it. And sadly enough, you know, the small percentage of the people that do search for it, they have the, well, they find themselves in a position of being horrified by the fact that almost everything they've ever learned through the course of their lifetime via in school or whatever has been either lies or spin. And that's what happens when you search for the truth.
I so much agree. I'm very, very thankful of being older. I'm 67, and I was going to school, I had some teachers, and of course this was in fourth, fifth, and seventh grade, that I had teachers that actually taught me how it was, and it's funny, whenever I sat there and read Jim's book, it just started to ring bells all over the place and bring things up. And of course, I didn't have to do much research to find that everything that he had shared in that book is just gospel, and he had done quite a bit of research.
Good to hear you, your voice and your comment there, Gene. I appreciate that. You must have had got one of the books very early in the game, because we came out the book in 1998. And didn't start selling until 1999. So you've got an autographed copy. I'll tell you, good buddy, hold on to that guy. It's going to be worth, I think it's going to be worth some serious bucks, and not too much.
Well, you're directly responsible for the way that I've been implementing my banking system since. I'll tell you what, you can be well advised that anything I've invested in is now worth 3, 4, 5, and 6 times more than anything else.
That's good to hear. If you get a chance, maybe give me a call later this week or next week. I can give the new telephone number. It's area code 253-815-7821. Anybody wants to, I'll probably repeat it again before the end of the show. But if you get a chance, Gene, please give me a call later this week or early next week. Same to you, Bill. If you get a chance, give me a call, 253-815-7821 in Seattle.
Yeah, I thought I was living, whenever I first received that book, I was living over in Northport, just to the east of you.
Oh.
And anyway, have tentative plans to get back to Washington. Anyway, I want to get off the line here and let some other callers have a shot at you.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate your input, Gene.
Excuse me.
The phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Boy, some brilliant calls. You know that, Jim?
Yeah.
I tell you, I guess I'm going to have to get my hands on this book. I have to tell the listening audience that the way I came about, Jim, is that I was going to have Marilyn Barnwall on my show the other day, which I've had her up a couple times, and she evidently, she's a friend of yours.
Yes.
And she's got some medical difficulties going on right now, and she's, excuse me, she wrote me an email, and she said, well, I really can't come on your show, but I would recommend you get Jim York up. And I said, okay, so I gave you a call, and, you know, she told me that you'd written the book, Money. I have never seen the book.
Yeah, well, I know you get a copy, to you, by the way, too, but we couldn't pull it off.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to get a copy and read through that just so the next time Bill calls me from Austin, you know, I can stay on the same page with him because he's light years ahead of me when it comes to that.
You will need the book to stay up to speed with him. He'll carry you a new backside if you don't have this book to counter him. But did I get the phone number? 253-815-7821. If anyone wants to call, and I will say again, if the calls come in and if we get busy, we'll stay here until the calls stop coming in, regardless of how late it might be at night. So if anybody wants to call, that's fine. We can talk to you, and we take the beast in the master's guard. So, and I apologize again for you people maybe turned in late. I have a speech impediment. It's not real bad, but you can hear it. It comes from a stroke that I had a couple of years ago, but I'm recovering pretty well,
well
I think.
I can tell you this. You're doing very, very, very well.
Thanks.
Because it's barely noticeable.
Don't clap. Just Jim. Throw money. That's what I always
do. That's right, yes. And again, I want to give that number out. Folks, you know, I'm going to get a copy of the book. The book is called Money, and the number is 253-815-7821. Now, with that, I don't know. Is there anything, because I've still got some more stuff I want to cover here, but is there anything that I haven't covered that you feel would be important to let the listening audience know here, Jim, about
one
the
thing,
book?
One thing I would like to mention, if I may, just a friendly thing. The most, probably the worst error in vocabulary or terminology that we hear, and we hear this from customers all over the world, the worst error in English language is the tendency for all of us, and I'm including myself in this, to use the word money as a synonym for the word currency. There is a world of difference between money and currency. Money is the gold coins and silver coins, and currency is the money and the money substitutes. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I heard a click on the line. That's probably President Bush trying to get through. He probably wants to order a copy of the book right now.
Yeah,
but
okay.
That error of using the word money as a synonym for the word currency is a serious error because it tends to destroy any good understanding of the concept behind money. So we'll watch for you, listen to your show, and see if you make that error anymore. If you stop making that error, I'll put you in for a raise. How's that?
Okay, well, listen, on the subject of, Jim,
yes?
With money. Now, money is gold, I'm assuming, and currency is just this fiat currency that we have here.
No, that's not right. That's way wrong.
All right.
You just flunked.
I just flunked. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll have a quiz on this, but it's easy to remember the word money and monetary and mint are derived from the same term in ancient history. So money and mint and monetary all relate to coins made of gold or silver. And
all right.
The other things are money substitutes like checks, dollar bills, IOUs, bonds, stock, things like that. These are all money substitutes. But the currency of the United States of America is the money substitutes and the money, but there is no money in general circulation today, so all we have for our currency today is the money substitutes, which are Federal Reserve tokens, minor coins such as nickels and dimes, and our checks and credit card activity and whatever. But the long and short of it is, if you understand the difference, the differences between the word money and money substitutes, you'll be well ahead of almost all the politicians whose speeches you may hear between now and election in 2008.
Okay, so now I was wrong when I said money. That's not gold. That is money mint and monetary refers to coin, gold or silver coin.
Exactly. But, go to the head of class. Exactly,
there we go.
Right.
How about that? You see, just when I thought I knew it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is some hope for Michael yet.
Well, now, wait a minute. Back to the currency thing. So here, yeah, now ahead. I find myself, why is it that I feel now that I'm living in a country that, I mean, I feel like I'm broke because I have this stuff in my pocket that's currency. It's not money. Yet the real money, which is gold or silver, they do not even allow us to use.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a real wicked situation, and we get into that in the book Money in a kind of friendly and humorous way a little bit. So Gene spoke highly of the book, and so did Bill, I guess. There's humor throughout the book, and that's one of the things that people have commented about. It's a serious subject, very serious subject, but there's humor. Every other page or so, touches of humor that makes it easy to read and digest. So you'll enjoy it. I'm sure you will enjoy it. You've got a quick mind, so you'll really get a kick out of it.
Not only will I enjoy, I'm going to have to read it. I'm going to have to read it just to keep up with some of you guys.
But, well, that's probably a good idea. If you're going to be on the show as a host, you're going to want to be up to speed on these things, and this will help you with your interviews later down the road.
Well, that's true. I mean, normally, as a talk show host, I know a little bit about a lot of things, and I'm kind mm-hmm. of a conduit, you know, for the experts to come on and convey it to the audience. But in this case, this does really fascinate and amaze me because of the, well, things I have going on in my personal life behind the scenes. But I wanted to ask you, Jim, mm-hmm. and as I look in here, because we were talking about the terms money, dollar, you know, tender, bill, but usury. Now let me ask, just stop. Let me ask you. And see if I'm right here. See if I pass this test.
All right.
Would usury be the interest that the banking cartel is making off the fiat currency with which they put into circulation when we borrow the debt, or you know, we borrow and create a debt? Yes or no?
That's pretty flaky. It's not.
Well, thank you very
long.
Much,
Michael. We're buddies, right? We go way back.
That's
for
right.
An hour and a half. We go way back, but that's not exactly right. In fact, it's it just reflects your lack of familiarity with the word usury, and that's why I put a chapter in there. When I say a chapter, we're talking about 4 or 5 pages with some humor in there, but you don't understand the meaning of the word usury because you don't understand the concept behind that word. But once you understand it, bang, all the lights will come on and you'll understand exactly the proper use of that word. But I can tell you right away, you wouldn't fail, but that's not even a C. I would say that's closer to a D response. We're
okay.
Still buddies, okay.
Well, then, you know,
I make mistakes too. So, like on the early part of the show, I left the speaker button pushed, and that caused you to lose contact with me for a while. But so everybody makes mistakes. We're all Americans. We give and take. We're tolerant with one another, but we want to help one another do everything better. And that's why I wrote the book, and that's why I'm telling you the truth when your answer regarding usury was not exactly correct, and you'll really get a kick out of it when you understand the right, their proper reasoning for it. It'll just confirm your suspicions that much of the material that you see and hear during the day is faulty, not so much because the people are bad, but because they're confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Let me take this a step further because we're running short of time here.
Okay.
One other question. What in your mind? I mean, now that let's just take a hypothetical example. Let's say that you know the United States, the people of the United States, just mysteriously woke up because everybody bought a copy of Jim's book. Okay. They read it. They realize what's going on now. Okay. What do we do about this? How can we, rip the curtain away, if you will? How can we put pressure on our representatives? Because a lot of them are in collusion with the powers that be or compromise or whatever. What can we do to try to, you know, rip away the curtain and get to the bottom of this and go back to a gold standard, if you will? Or okay. In Bill's case, he said we never were on a gold standard, but
right.
This is what Ron Paul, I believe, is trying to do. He's trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of the Internal Revenue Service and so forth. I said, but don't answer my question by saying, well, let's just get Ron Paul elected. I want you to go farther than that, Jim.
Actually, it's rather a saying that I always like to mention that people could have benefited me when I first heard it. We should pray as if it's all up to God, but then we should stop praying and roll up our sleeves and get to work. That's the part that so many people do not do. They pray a lot and wonder a lot and worry a lot, but they don't roll up their sleeves and get to work. There are several ways we can get to work, but in the back of our book called Money, we have a reader registration form. And, Michael, I'll be all over your case if you don't fill that thing out and send it to us because we're developing a little cadre of nice people who have a good understanding of these things, and we're going to be taking care of business not too far down the line. But it's not going to be for everybody. You're going to have to pass a test in order to get in, but I guarantee you, you'll have a very informative and exciting future, and possibly very rewarding future too. Get the book, make a copy of the reader registration form, and then send that in to us, and then we'll follow up from there. That's what you can do. Prayer with constructive action will always result in victory.
Well, I'll say amen to that. Again, I'm going to give out the number. Folks, get your pen and paper. It's
I didn't write it down. Could you give it to me again? I can't remember it.
I'm just 253-815-7821. Again, that's 253-815-7821. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, comedian Bill York. We'll be back with the final segment in 3 minutes. Stick with us, folks. What a guest. Thanks for coming on, Bill. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Jim Urich, talking about his book, Money. And it's, what's interesting, I just got a message here, Jim, that Bill called back to the network. He says people are calling him about the program. So I guess maybe he's promoting your book for you as well.
Good,
I don't know.
That's good.
Well, yeah, listen, we've got a few minutes left here. What, if anything, would you like to add for the listening audience, Jim, that they may not already be aware of or that you might want to enlighten them on or
briefly,
anything else?
No, just briefly, the book is pretty expensive right now, but it's not as expensive as it's going to be. $100 even, or $99.95 for a copy right now, which is outside of a lot of people's budgets. But if you have the phone number, 253-815-7821, you can do a lookup on the Internet using Google, and it'll take you right to our website. So you can find out all about the book, the other thing we have. But getting a copy of that book would be very valuable for people in business or in any kind of a profession. It gets you up to speed on what's going on, and you benefit by having it for a long time in the future. The website is principiapub.com, but it's just look up the telephone number, 253-815-7821, on Google, and it'll take you right to the home base, and you can read all about the book there. Call me if you have any questions, but there's a special going on for our customers. If you have a copy of the book or you're planning to buy one, be sure and call me. We'll stay here until the phone stops ringing. I promise.
Okay, and not only that, but I might want to add also, I've heard rumor that this book makes a good mantelpiece or coffee table piece. It's very attractive to look at.
It's called a showcase book by our customers. It's something they don't even want to read because they don't want to get fingerprints on it. It came out that good. It's 48 pages of color photographs, the world's first look at large color photos of U.S. dollar bills. There's over 104 color plates in the book, and the paper is the same kind of paper, almost the same kind of paper as they use in National Geographic magazine. So the photos look stunning. I think that's what everybody enjoys tremendously, even if they don't read the book. It's a collector's item, I think. First edition, it's a first printing, and we're running out of them. So if you get one, you'll have something that might be worth something quite a bit, maybe later on. I'll watch your call.
Yeah, folks, that's worth $100 in itself. I mean, here's Jim Urich's rendition of a Renoir painting right there on your mantle or right there on your coffee table.
You'll know why people jump up and down about the book when you get a chance to see it. It really came out good. I'm going to have to take back a lot of the bad things I was saying about our graphics department. They did a pretty good job on the book, I'll tell you.
This is why I tried to get a hold of it before I brought you on the show, and nobody will give it up.
Yeah, they won't. We did a survey. We asked people, what would your asking price be if the book was out of print? And the lowest estimate for somebody who would sell their book was $200. But the high was a lawyer in L.A. whose asking price was $3,450.
Wow. No kidding. All right, well, listen, Jim, I want to thank you so much for sharing your afternoon with us, buddy.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome, and I'll have you up again.
And if President Bush calls, I'll tell him you're off the line now, so he should be able to get right through.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for coming on. Jim York, ladies and gentlemen, bit of a comedian in his own right. End of another day, end of another show. Great show today. That, great guy. At any rate, stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller coming up. No doubt if he has a guest or not, but he never even needs one. We'll see you tomorrow, end of another day. Open lines tomorrow. Open lines, open news. Call me with anything you like. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye. I'm still mad as hell and I don't